Well, for the first time in 51 years, Tryon and Chattooga met on the gridiron for a game that counted. The Bulldogs come out on top big tonight, 42-0 over the visiting Chattooga Indians. Guys, a great crowd, a great atmosphere, but Tryon just jumped all over Chattooga early, scoring on their first three or four possessions, and just never was in doubt from the very beginning.
No, the game really wasn't in doubt. You know, Chattooga struggled. You know, they're a young football team, but they struggled tonight getting anything going consistently on offense. Not a whole lot was working for them on that side of the ball. And when your defense is on the field that long and your offense is going three and out, you know, you start wearing down. And, you know, that's just the way it went tonight. But great atmosphere here tonight, you know. Thought everything went as well as it could go. Wish the Indians would have put up a little bit more of a contest, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, being at the half, Tryon had 11 first downs. Chattooga had two. Tryon had 304 total yards. Chattooga had 27.
Wow.
So, you know, that's just hard on your defense. They just couldn't get anything going offensively. Tryon's defense played really well.
They did.
But, guys, you know, everybody wanted to talk about what would happen if this game ever happened again, the rivalry and all the tension and everything. You guys give me your impressions on how that went tonight, the sportsmanship you saw on the field.
I don't think it could have gone any better, Ben, I think you guys probably agree. I mean, the atmosphere was electric. The sportsmanship was great. I didn't see or hear.
I didn't even see a shove.
No, not on the field, not from the players. Nothing in the stands. Everything was positive. I saw fans clapping for injured players on the other team. They'd get up and walk off the field. And so I don't see any way that it could have gone any better from that standpoint.
Well, football fans like us, we want this to keep going so badly. And, you know, we needed good sportsmanship for that to happen. And who knows what's going to happen. We're guaranteed 2 years of it. And I know a lot of people wish the game could have been more competitive, especially on the Chattooga side of things. But, hey, it was success for the county just to come together like this. Before the game, we saw they had some old Tryon and Chattooga players meet at midfield, some players back from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That was great to see, and kind of went out and shook hands at the start of the game. And it was like one of the organizers told me, that was them wanting to say, hey, we're all in this together, you know, one Chattooga. We all live and work together and worship together here side by side, and there's no reason we can't do this and be civil.
Yeah, and like you say, it started from there, and to me it continued through the whole game. You could see players helping each other up, patting each other on the helmet, and, you know, it reverberated through the whole game.
It did, and I really thought that gesture there before the game with the old players out there, that was really great to see, and it kind of set the tone for the whole night. I mean, like Burke said, guys helping each other up, patting each other on the butt, patting each other on the back of the helmet, and that continued even until the handshakes out here on the field. A lot of guys out here hugging each other and stuff on the field after the game. So,
I mean, you know, you don't think about it, but there are brothers, one on one side and one on the other. That's legit.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
And you know, that, like you said earlier too, is you got parents who went to one school, but their kids go to a different.
Exactly.
We are in the same neck of the woods all the time together.
Yeah, there are two brothers. Yeah,
there literally is.
And just real quick, funny story. My dad was telling me the other day, he was like, you know, people talk about how bad the rivalry was. And he said some of it did get a little crazy back in the day. He said, but he said my senior year, he said there was only one fight in the game, and it was between two brothers.
Right. Well, that's a good way to describe it. And everything went well tonight. Tryon gets touchdowns. They had six touchdowns tonight. That came from five different players. Ethan Willingham scored on a 13-yard touchdown pass. Logan Eller had two touchdowns on the night, a 31-yard run and a 7-yard run. Toby Maddox caught had a 4-yard touchdown run. Clay Chesley with a 68-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Cade Smith. And Cohen Blasky scores on 3 yards out late in the game in the fourth quarter. That made it 42-0. Next week, Dade County will visit the Little Bighorn to take on Chattooga, and Tryon will travel to Lindale to play a big game against the Pepperell Dragons. Guys, this was so much fun tonight, and I think a victory for Chattooga County as a whole. For Jeremy Burke and Paul Cavan, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local Sports.